यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय नरसिंहदेव नरसिंहदेव जय नरसिंहदेव नरसिंहदेव जय प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज प्रह्लाद महाराज जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतश्री श्रीमद शिवायन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतश्री श्रीमद शिवायन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्री नरसिंह चतुर्दशी महामहोत्सव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय यथाय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा गदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमा ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So we welcome all the devotees for today's evening Narsingh Chaturdashi program. Lord Narsingh Dev has appeared and Hiranyakashipu is already killed. Hunger of Hiranyakashipu is also killed. Snanam chakim param proktam. This was a question which was asked by Yaksha. Yamaraj would come from the form of Yaksha to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Snanam chakim param proktam. What is the best or ultimate bath? Snan. Snanam chakim param. Sabse behtareen snan kya hai? In summer, this kind of talks are very relishable, you know. In winter, we hardly talk about bathing more than once or twice. Summer means more bathing is better, especially when it's so hot. So, snanam chakim param proktam. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he mentioned, snanam manam mano mala tyagaha. Snanam mano mala tyagaha. So, there are different kinds of bath in this world. People take bath by water, which is also nowadays rare. I remember when I was going to one university for preaching and the hostel, one of the boys who was coming to our program regularly, he introduced me to another friend of his. So, Prabhuji, a world record holder, a hostel record holder. Kya record iska? What is the record, you know? His record is he takes bath once in a month. Snanam chakim param proktam. So, I asked him, how do you feel? No problem. I have my spray. I use that more often. So, snanam mano malo tyaga. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying that there are different kinds of bathing. But the best bathing is that which bathes our mind and our consciousness. And therefore, everyday devotees who are part of the ISKCON movement, they take part in regular sadhana of bathing. One is the external bathing, right? We have so many soaps in the market for that. And there is another called as internal bathing. The external bathing is done by, you can go to the malls and ask whichever variety of sabun soaps you want. But can you guess, you can go to the shopping mall and ask, I want soap for my cleaning my mind. He will be confused. You must have never heard about a soap for the mind, soap for the consciousness. But that so for the mind and consciousness is provided by our spiritual life, the sadhana, the morning chanting, the association of devotees. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, mana mala tyaga snanam is the best. And therefore the best bath is when a person takes bath in the lake of absolute truth. Param satya ke nadi mein ya sarovar mein jab snan karta hai wo. So especially on the festival days, we get a chance to bathe ourselves from morning till evening, right? we bathe ourselves in the lake of absolute truth, and the scorching heat which is there in because of anarthas in the heart, that heat gets suppressed. So today in our presentation we will speak on Lord Narsingdev's protection aspect. Lord Narsingdev is known for protection actually, but still we will speak on little aspect of his protection of Prahlad Maharaj and other devotees. I'll begin with one nice story from Jagannath Puri. This I came to know in the last Jagannath Puri Yatra which we had gone. So now Jagannath Puri, you know, every day Lord Jagannath eats, they offer him how many bhogas? 56 bhoga, 56 offerings, right? That's Lord Jagannath. And how they offer? They don't offer in small bowls like we have at home, you know, smallest plates, because we don't have space in an altar, so we have smallest plate and smallest bowls. In Jagannath Puri they have big size. In fact, they have a big room called as Bhoga Mandap. So there is the altar, the darshan. The altar is the main where Lord Jagannath sits. Then there is Darshan Mandap, where from the devotees take darshan. And beyond the Darshan Mandap is a Bhog Mandap. Some of you have gone to Jagannath Puri, you may see that, you know, when you stand near the Garuda Stambha to see Lord Jagannath, and nearby the Garuda Stambha there is a wall on which there are the thumbprints or the fingerprints of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when you stand there and you see Lord Jagannath, there is a door behind you, right? It's a door, closed door. What is that door? That is the door of Bhoga Mandap. So there is a big roof, enough as big as the Darshan Mandap, the Bhoga Mandap, almost like that. And all the offerings go, and they are all in the pots, big, big pots, rice, dal, etc., etc. And when the Rajbhog time comes, what happens? Then they clear all the devotees from the middle Mandap of Darshan, and they open this Bhog Mandap. From Lord Jagannath, from very far away, sees all the bhogas and relishes 56 bhoga. So this is a story many, many centuries ago. There was one devotee who was working in the kitchen. A good devotee, very nice, pure-hearted devotee. And he would always feel that Lord Jagannath has to be given the best. He was convinced definitely, without doubt, that Lakshmi Devi is preparing all the items. But one particular day, a grand devotional idea came in his heart. He said, why not make one item little different from what everyday Lord Jagannath eats? Sometimes such ideas come in our mind also. And we make, or rather we try, or rather we research a recipe, right? Sometimes when I travel, they ask me, Prabhuji, aapka diet kya hai? I said, if I tell my diet, you will be fainting, you know. I said, Prabhuji, kuch problem nahi hai. You just tell your diet, we will just Google it, get all the recipe. And I said, that's the most difficult part. Then I have to eat what you have researched, and then you are making, and the first person to be beneficiary of your cooking is me, right? So this devotee decided to cook a laddu. But uniquely, he wanted to make laddu not from sugar. He wanted to make laddu from a jaggery. Now, making a laddu from jaggery is a big art, because you need to know how much jaggery to put, and you also need to know which kind of jaggery to put. There are many kinds of jaggery. Those who are not knowing cooking, they may be surprised. Hey, kya hai? Humko to good ek hi malum, organic or inorganic. But there are many types of good, and especially if you make chikki or you make a laddu, then there is a separate jaggery for that good. So this devotee did not know that. So he used a normal good and made a very nice, beautiful laddu. Only one laddu. And that went in the Bhoga Mandap. So along with all the rice, all sabji, everything, there was one laddu also there. So Rajbhog Aarti was going on. Lord Jagannath had already eaten that laddu, offered it. So now, just that day, somehow or other, the king of Puri came for darshan of Lord Jagannath during Rajbhog. So he took darshan of Lord Jagannath, the pandas came and garlanded him, offered him some other flowers, tulsi and all that. And as he was leaving, they asked him, Maharaj, like to take some Mahaprasad? He said, no, it's okay. Maharaj, kuch to leke jaiye, take something. Nahi chahiye, bas banaya hai, ghar pe banaya hai kuch to. So then they opened the Bhog Mandap and said, Maharaj, jo chahiye leke jaiye. Take at least one item. The king was scanning and the king's eye fell on the laddu. He said, ye kafi hai. Just one laddu is enough for me. So that laddu, when it was made by the devotee, it was very soft and very nice. It was like movable, fixable, rollable, whatever you can be. But by the time it happened that the whole bhoga offering was done, now the laddu had become like a stone. Solid, round stone. And the Raja got this whole thing packed and he went home. The king had called a meeting, lunch meeting. So he was sitting and taking lunch, but he had no time. So there was a meeting going on while he was taking his food. And all the ministers were there. And the king had kept the laddu in the end. You have something special, you always keep at the end. Sometimes surprising things can be happening at the end, you know. So he was eating all the whatever was cooked at home. And while talking, he just picked up that laddu. While talking, he put the laddu in his mouth and he bit. Now somehow or other, his one teeth, there was some problem. He was visiting dentist. And the teeth was little moving, little, not much. So when he actually bit on the laddu, he couldn't eat the laddu. But when he wanted to remove the laddu out, the teeth remained in the laddu. And now all the ministers wanted to actually laugh, but they couldn't laugh because he is king. King became very angry. Who is this pujari? Who made this laddu, the stone laddu? And the minister said, yes, he should be given imprisonment, life imprisonment, because he has insulted our king. And the king said, yes, do it. So this pujari was like waiting, where is the laddu, you know? Like every cook, you know, waiting for the Mahaprasad to come out, test. The laddu was not there and suddenly the soldiers come out and they put him in the prison. He said, what happened? And he was intensely praying to Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, I made a laddu for you, but I didn't know that his laddu will bring me in prison. So the whole town now had come to know that there was a laddu which was very hard. The king ate the laddu, couldn't eat the laddu, his tooth broke. It's like a celebrity, you know, celebrity, anything he does, it comes in the newspaper, right? The king is a celebrity, anything he did came in the newspaper. Everyone was talking about it. The king was sleeping at that night and Lord Jagannath came in the dream of the king and said, you rascal, you put my devotee in prison. He's such a pure-hearted soul is. Tomorrow morning, you get up, go to the prison, you offer Dhanvat Pranam to him, bring him out, do all the agar, satkar, all the respects, put him on a procession, take him around Puri and proclaim everyone that he is your guru. The king was thinking, you know, mera daat bhi gaya, abhi mera respect bhi gaya, all. Anyways, the king was very devotional himself. So he asked Lord Jagannath, did I do something wrong? This guy made a stone laddu and he offered you. So I punished him. Lord told him that for you it may be very edible. It won't be edible for you, but for me there is no problem. I can eat any laddus like that. But Lord, how can you eat a stone laddu? So Lord Jagannath smiled and said, yes, when that laddu came in the Bhoga Mandap, I saw that laddu. And I knew that laddu was like a stone. But because there was a lot of devotion in that laddu, so therefore to eat that laddu, I manifested my form as Narsingadev. As Narsingadev, I have very strong teeth. And with strong teeth, I have no problem eating that laddu. So Lord Jagannath told, I want that this laddu to be made as it is every single day for the rest of the creation. With Chappan Bhog, there should also be a laddu, which is stone laddu. And you name that laddu as Narsimha laddu. So even today in Jagannath Puri, there is Narsimha laddu being offered every single day. So now every single day offering goes in, and all the offerings as prasad come out. So what do you do with the laddu now? So the pandas, they use a hammer and they break that laddu into powder and they distribute that Narsimha laddu powder to everyone. So with this pastime, we see that how Lord Jagannath manifested his form as Narsingadev for whom? For giving us laddu? No. For protecting his devotees. So that is precisely why Lord Narasimha appears. That's his main agenda. Main is to protect his devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in his book Laghu Bhagavatamrit that while speaking of the verse Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. So Rupa Goswami mentions that Krishna is the personality of Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead. And the fullest manifestation of Godhead, not only Lord Krishna manifest, he mentions even Lord Ram and Lord Narasimha also manifest the fullest manifestation of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada once was giving a lecture in the Jhu temple here, and there was a Ram Navami lecture. Prabhupada said that Lord Ram has all opulences same as Lord Krishna, but he does not manifest because his pastimes are pertinent to a particular opulence, so he manifests only those opulence. But when Krishna is there, he manifests all the opulence in totality. And the same thing is with Lord Narasimha. So for a particular thing, Lord Narasimha appears and manifests his pastimes as a protector lord of all devotees. Now if you go to Vrindavan, in Vrindavan you see there is Nandagao. In Nandagao there is also Narasimha temple. On the foothills of Nandagao there is Narasimha temple. And if you go there, they will tell you that Yashoda Mai would come here and every day pray to Lord Narasimha. Why? Because she knew that every day demons are coming. Of course Krishna is killing those demons, but she would think that demons are coming and they are troubling Vrindavan devotees, they are troubling my Krishna. So she would go and pray to Narasimha every day to protect Vrindavan from devotees and also Vrindavan from demons and also Krishna from demons. So this is how Lord Narasimha appears in our life. Right? Like as a Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we follow the methodology given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu devotees, right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachita Upasana Vrajavadu, etc. So Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas. That means our worshipable Lord of Gaudiya Vaishnava is whom? Vrajesh Tanayas. Right? The son of Vrindavan Naresh, that is Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj ke putra. That's our worshipable Lord. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. And Ramya Kachita Upasana. And our methodology of worship in Gaudiya Vaishnava is following the footsteps of Gopis of Vrindavan. And our scripture is Srimad Bhagavata Pramanamalam. So when you're worshipping Krishna, we need to also know where Lord Narasimha worship comes in there. So with the story of Yashoda Mai, you understand that in our journey towards Krishna, we need to also seek protection from all the obstacles which come in our journey. The internal obstacles and the external obstacles. And for that obstacles to be overcome, Lord Krishna manifests a special form who is only there to protect us from all the dangers on our path of Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is mentioned in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam, but also there is a mention of Prahlad Maharaj in the 5th canto of Bhagavatam, where it is mentioned that in Jambudvip there are different verses, and one verse is Hari Varsha. And in that Varsha, Prahlad Maharaj stays with his other devotee friends or devotee associates. And there is a prayer mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj. He is praying to Lord Narasimha, "Oh Lord Narasimha, kindly appear. Oh Lord Narasimha, kindly appear." So Narasimha starts conversation with Prahlad Maharaj. "Why should I appear? There is no Hiranyakashipu now. Hiranyakashipu already killed. Why should I appear now?" Prahlad says, "There are many Hiranyakashipus still remaining, expansions of them in my heart, in the heart of devotees. You have to keep appearing and keep removing all the obstacles, all the enemies, all the Hiranyakashipus in the heart." So Hiranyakashipu is gone, dead and gone, right? And we are celebrating today, right? Today is the appearance day of Lord Narasimha and disappearance day of Hiranyakashipu. Someone was asking, you know, why we fast till evening? Why not afternoon? नसीम तो पहले ही आप प्रकट हो गए ना, अभी तक शाम तक क्यों पास करना है? सो मे बी बिकॉज यू आर वेटिंग फॉर डिसअपीयरेंस ऑफ हिरण्यकश्यप दैट यू आर फास्टिंग टिल डस्क. सो भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर मेंशन्स अ ब्यूटिफुल प्रेयर. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर राइट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल बुक ऑन मायापुर धाम. जस्ट लाइक इन मायापुर वेन यू गो फॉर यात्रा देन वी गो टू वेरियस होली प्लेसेस एंड देन डिवोटीज स्पीक अबाउट दैट होली प्लेसेस राइट. सो देयर इज अ स्पेशल बुक कॉल्ड एज नवदी भाव तरंगिणी. Looks like a very esoteric, very rustic book, right? Bhava Tarangini. But actually, Navadvip Bhava Tarangini is all about Bhakti Vinod Thakur going on parikrama in Navadvip. And every place he goes, he meets the personality of that place. Like for example, if you go to, say, some places like Pushkar. There's a Pushkar also in Navadvip Dham. So we may go, we'll see a pond, we'll do some achmandan, maybe some katha here and there and go away. But when Bhakti Vinod Thakur went to Pushkar, Pushkar personified came out to meet Bhakti Vinod Thakur and there was a discussion. Whatever conversation happened, he puts in that book. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur went to each and every place and he had a conversation with the personality of that place. So he went to Pushkar, he went to Naimisharanya in Navadvip and there he saw Suta Goswami and all the sages in Naimisharanya discussing Gaur Bhagavat. Then he went and he saw Bhishma Pitama in one place. Then there was a special talk between Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhishma Pitama. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur went to all places and then he came to one place called as Narsimhapalli. And there is a beautiful deity of Lord Narsingadev there. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur went there, offered obeisances and intensely prayed. Lord Narsingadev spoke to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he writes, Lord Narsingadev said, I am waiting for you to come and pray for me because I am here in Mayapur to guide devotees to the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Radha and Gopinath. I am here, devotees who are struggling in Krishna consciousness, they should come to me and they should pray intensely, oh Lord, I have so much of conditioning, so much of anarthas within my heart. And oh Lord, I am practicing bhakti, but outside when I practice bhakti, there is so many obstacles which are not allowing me to practice fully bhakti. The factors can be finance, can be family, can be career. They are really troubling me. So I am waiting here, Narsimhapalli, Lord Narsimhadev says, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, tell all the devotees to come to me. They are worried about all those problems. They should come to me. I will drive away all the demons from the heart of the devotee. So this is specifically what we are looking at here. Lord Narsingadev is here, he manifests in a form like that. His appearance is very short appearance, right? It's not like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, Lord Ram. Very short. Like in a film, there is guest appearance. So Lord comes like guest appearance, he finishes his work and goes away. But then he is waiting for many guest appearance in many Prahlad Maharaj's life. So we have to decide if we want Prahlad Maharaj or Hiranyakashipu. Like Prahlad Maharaj, if our life is like Prahlad Maharaj, then Lord will come and help us. If your life is like Hiranyakashipu, then he'll also come and help us in some other style, some other way. So Rupa Goswami also mentions in the same book that there are many, many different categories of incarnation. There is Leela Avatar, there is Purusha Avatar, Manvantara Avatar, Yuga Avatar. See, Yuga Avatar means what? That avatar which comes to teach Yuga Dharma, right? So how many Yugas are there? Four. Satyug, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. So all these four Yugas, Lord appears to teach the Yuga Dharma. The another category is Leela Avatar. Now Leela Avatar is not Yuga Avatar, right? So it is not necessary that every yuga will have a Leela Avatar. Not necessary. Lord Ramchandra appeared in which yuga? Treta Yuga. So will he appear in every Treta Yuga? Not necessary. Because he is Leela Avatar. He is not Yuga Avatar. So Lord Ram does not appear in every Treta Yuga. Lord Narsingh appears in which yuga? Satya Yuga. Will he appear in every Satya Yuga? No. In fact, our acharyas mentioned in one day of Brahma, which has 1004 yuga cycles, Lord Narsingadev appears only 10 times. only 10 times, not 1,000 times, only 10 times. Yuga avatar will appear 1,000 times, but Narasinghe will not appear all those times, only 10 times. And therefore it is mentioned that when Lord comes only 10 times in one day of Brahma, he comes with not just same in style of incarnation, he comes in variety. Lord's Leela is not hackneyed or monotonous, right? We know the basic Ram Leela. Okay, Lord Ram went and killed Ravan. That's the external storyline. But within that, there is a lot of variety every time Lord appears, Lord Ramchandra appears. Similarly, when Lord Narasinghe appears, there is variety even in those Leelas when he comes. There is variety in those things. For example, Srila Prabhupada compares Lord's coming to this world, appearance and disappearance of the Lord to the sun. Every day in the morning we see sun rising, right? And the sun setting. Now, sun rising and sun setting is a simple activity. Sun upar aata hai, sun niche jata hai. But even that also has variety. If you observe, the sun will not rise from the same place every day. Shift. Uttarayan, Dakshinayan. Sun is shifting. So there is variety. Sometimes the sun is too bright, sometimes less bright. So all those varieties are there in sun's appearance and their sun setting. So Lord, when he appears in his pastime, similarly there is lot of variety. Lord does not keep anything monotonous. Lord keeps everything very much spontaneous, depending on how he actually responds with his devotees' love. So today we will discuss some variety in Lord Narasinghe's pastimes. Right? I was discussing with Rajvihari Prabhu in the morning, and I mentioned, we were discussing what he is going to speak and what I should speak. So he said, I will cover the entire 7th canto. I said, okay, what remains for me? He said, you speak something, because in the evening it will be more tougher also. Devotees are doing fast for whole day fasting and tired, and you have to keep them awake for 1 hour. Right? That's a challenge. So he gave me a tip, you speak some Narasinghe pastimes, little variety of them. So I tried, I heard some lectures of Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, Jayaprataka Maharaj and some devotees, and thought some, because they are all experts in this field from Mayapur, right? So one particular time when Lord Narasinghe appears, the story was little different. Hiranyakashipu was known, or at least known to us in the Bhagavatam, that he worshipped Brahmaji, right? But in one particular time when Lord Narasinghe appeared, Hiranyakashipu worshipped Lord Shiva. And he got same boons from Lord Shiva. Shiva is also Ashutosh, easily gives boons. And then when Prahlad Maharaj was manifesting his devotional fervor, Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, you have to worship me as supreme. I am the supreme lord of the whole universe. I have so much power. And Prahlad Maharaj said, no, I will worship Lord Vishnu. So Hiranyakashipu told him, okay, if you don't worship me, at least worship Lord Shiva. He said, no, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. So that's one variety in one particular Leela. In other Leela, while Hiranyakashipu asked lot of benedictions from Brahmaji, in one particular Kalpa, he asked one more benediction, extra. Apart from all the list of benedictions, he also asked, let me not be killed in any of your 12 months. आपके 12 महीने में एक भी दिन वो एक महीने में मरना नहीं चाहिए मुझे. So he forgot one that, you know, so he added in one particular kalpa. So anyways, so then what happened? So Narasinghe appeared in Adhik Mas. And he killed Hiranyakashipu in Adhik Mas. So that happens. So this is variety in Krishna's pastime, Krishna Leela, Lord Narasinghe's Leela also. One particular pastime, Prahlad Maharaj was preaching in the school. HIDT, Hiranyakashipu Institute of Demonic Technology. So he was preaching in that school. And Hiranyakashipu came to know that instead of, you know, he becoming like a first class demon, he is not just a devotee, he is making many more devotees. So then he was very angry. So told his soldiers, go and kill him, wherever is he. So that was a lunch time, and Prahlad Maharaj was preaching to all of his friends. And all the soldiers came running, and they saw actually from their hand, from the eyes, that actually this Prahlad Maharaj was preaching and making devotees. They were having sankirtan. Everyone was raising hands and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So the soldiers became angry. Said, we have all the power now to kill this boy. So the first guy, the first soldier, the demon, he came with a sword in hand and he just wanted to chop the head of Prahlad Maharaj. But as soon as the sword touched Prahlad Maharaj, it became a blue lotus flower. And it hit Prahlad Maharaj, fell down. He was shocked. This sword became a lotus. Insert, you know, sword became a lotus. The next fellow came. He came with a spear in hand. And he poked the spear and spear became lotus, blue lotus again. The other fellow, he threw an arrow, shoot an arrow. The arrow became blue lotus. And all of them became very now frustrated. So all the soldiers together they came and they threw all their weapons on Prahlad Maharaj and it was a pushpabhishek of blue lotus. So this is some variety in Lord Narasingdev's pastime. One time, Narad Muni appeared in the court of Hiranyakashipu. And he was chanting the holy names of Lord Narayan. Now Hiranyakashipu was so much envious on Lord Narayan's name, hearing Lord Narayan's name. He began and said, stop that. I don't want to hear anyone chant Lord Narayan's name. He said, that's my service. I keep chanting wherever I go. So Hiranyakashipu had a mystical sword. And the name of the sword was Chandrahas. And that sword was an automated sword. He just has to order. Chandrahas Jao, mission Narad Muni. So the sword would actually go out. It says, okay, go on this, just like Lord Narayan or Lord Krishna sends Sudarshan Chakra. So this sword would go and first chop the head of the person, whoever it may be, and then the sword will full of blood, right? So the sword will go under some waterfall, clean itself, and come back into the sheath. So that was the timing, proper timing. So when he ordered Narad Muni, mission Narad Muni, kill him, Chandrahas sword went. Because first the command came, second step was execution, exit, eject. So ejected, second. Third was, went through the body of Narad Muni. But there was nothing. No chopping, no blood. So what happened? Second step could not execute it. So the third step did not happen then. The sword was like an automated machine, it got hanged, you know. He didn't know how to work next, you know, because every time it just went through, some blood was there, then he had to go and wash. Blood in here, to kaise karenge abhi, kya karenge abhi? So the sword hanged in the sky and fell down there and there. And Hiranyakashipu was thinking that how can this sword ever fail? So he asked Narad Muni, Narad Muni, by the way, how do you have this kind of body? Can you tell me the secret of having such a body? And Narad Muni said, you have to worship Lord Narayan. Oh, that's more difficult. I'll never do that. Anything else apart from that? Oh, you can go to Lord Brahma, do some tapasya, and ask him to give a body like this. Then you may get this body and you may be like me. And that was the thing which gave an idea to Hiranyakashipu that I can have a body like that. And I can be some person who like an immortal person. So from there, he went on tapasya. There is one nice pastime which comes in the Padma Puran. Padma Puran describes that one time Lord Narasingha appeared just to please Lakshmi Devi. So Lakshmi Devi is massaging Lord Narayan's feet and Lord Narayan is resting on Ananta Shesha, right? So while Lakshmi is massaging Lord Narayan's feet, she is very cautious because she knows Lord's feet are very soft. She should not press very hard, you know. So while massaging and pressing very nicely, Lord Lakshmi Devi has some question in her mind. And she wanted to ask that question to Lord Narayan. So Lord Narayan understood Lakshmi has some questions. Said, yeah, Lakshmi, what do you want to ask? Please ask. So Lakshmi said, your lotus feet is so soft, I cannot even compare any example with it. Like now, from scriptures we learn, Lord's lotus feet is like as soft as a lotus, or as soft as butter, as soft as foam. So these are material examples which we use, but Krishna's feet are not as soft as lotus. But because we have no understanding of that softness, so there is some material example to give an estimation, right? So Krishna, so she mentioned, your lotus feet is so soft. My question is, I have heard that you kill demons. Demons, their bodies are like vajra, like steel, iron. How can your lotus body kill such a hard-hearted, hard-bodied, steel, iron body demon? I want to know that secret. So Lord Narayan smiled and said, don't worry. The next time when I go down to kill someone, I'll take you with me. And you'll witness that fight. And you'll see how I do it. So the next time was Lord Narasimhadev fighting with Hiranyakashipu. And Lakshmi Devi was there. And she was watching. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his purports to the song, Tava Kara Kamala Varena Kham Adhuta Shringam. She mentioned, Tava Kara Kamala. Hand is like a kamal. Vare nakham. So there is lotus-like hand. On lotus-like hand there is nail. This is Adbhuta Shringam. So Lakshmi Devi then saw that Lord was using his lotus touch on Prahlad Maharaj and nails on Hiranyakashipu. So this is two in one Lord uses. And Lakshmi Devi was completely satisfied. She got the answer that Lord can be as hard as a thunderbolt and as soft as a rose or a lotus. Now in that very Leela, once Hiranyakashipu was killed, all the demigods were celebrating. They were so happy. They all came down from their hiding places and they were celebrating. But Lord Narasimhadev was still angry. And Lord Narasimhadev was not just angry, his anger was increasing again and again, more and more. So now they are thinking, now how to pacify the Lord? What is the next thing? We should bring aarti, right? Lord Narasimhadev has come. We didn't garland him also, so he has put his own garland, Hiranyakashipu's intestine. Now aarti has to be done. There should be some offering. Who will do offering? Who will be the pujari? So when service is very tough, what happens? We always look for senior devotees, right? Prabhuji, aapi seva karo. Mataji, aap senior hai. So everyone saw, Brahmaji, you are the most senior. You become the pujari. And Ramayana said, oh, I could become pujari, I could try, but you know, the reason why he's angry is because I gave those benedictions to Hiranyakashipu. So I'm not sure whether I will pujari or something as the next person on the lap. And so Brahmaji was very, very, not so much eager. Then they look around, they saw Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, you are never there in such fights. Somehow today you are there. Why don't you go? He's your husband, you know. And Lakshmi Devi said, yes, that's a good idea. And she walked two steps. But as soon as she saw Narasimhadev a little closer, and Narasimhadev was breathing heavily. Hurricane. It is mentioned hurricane storms. Storms were coming from his nostrils. So Lakshmi again went back and said, I can't deal with him like this. He is difficult for me. So Brahma was thinking, now who will go to pacify Lord Narasimhadev? Who will go to pacify Lord Narasimhadev? And it is mentioned suddenly from behind, Ganesh jumps in. I said, let me try, because I am a devotee of Narasimhadev. Now you know Ganesh is called as Vignaharta, right? Now where that power of Vignaharta has come from? Narasimhadev. He is holding the beautiful lotus feet of Narasimhadev on his protruding head or tusk. What is that shloka in Brahma Samhita? Yatpada pallava yugam vinidhaya kumbha dvandve pranama samayesh ganadhi raja vignan vihantu malamasya Jagatrayasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Ganeshi said that I get all my power from Lord Narasimhadev. I am nursing a bhakta. So I will go. So immediately Lord Ganeshi calls his undir, mouse, jumps on the undir. He has to go a little far away, not much, no? But still he has vahan. So he sits on his vahan mouse and is now going towards Narasimhadev. And Narasimhadev is still angry. He watches Ganeshji coming, he's still angry. And then what happens? He is breathing. What? Hurricane. So as Ganeshji comes little forward, then he is now experiencing that hurricane. Now Ganeshji is little big in size, right? And mouse is small in size. So there is a little imbalance while the hurricane storm is coming. He could not balance. And he's trying to balance and suddenly he falls up from the mouse. As soon as he falls down, Brahmaji and all demigods are waiting, watching what will happen with Ganeshji. And suddenly, expecting something big, something different has happened. He has fallen down from his own mouse and is going to pacify Narasingha. So then everyone start laughing like anything. The whole assembly, all the devatas, Lakshmi Devi, everyone is laughing. And Narasingha was watching everyone laughing and watching Ganeshji falling. He also burst into laughter. And then Prahlad Maharaj walks in and offers prayers and garland to Narasingha. So that's a variety in one pastime. Now, it is mentioned that, one time, some Brahmanas who were part of the Shanda and Amarka school, they came separately to Hiranyakashipu. And said, Hiranyakashipu, why are you worrying so much for your son? You're trying to kill him, he's not getting killed. But you do not know the power of Brahmanas. We are Brahmanas. And we can kill him. But first we'll train him. So while Shanda and Amarka had failed to train Prahlad, these Brahmanas thought, we will train Prahlad. So they took Prahlad Maharaj to their own ashram and started training him. But before he trained them, Prahlad Maharaj was training them in Krishna consciousness. Gita course, Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav. And all the Brahmanas, they are thinking, demonic Brahmanas, what is this? This is not good. And they warn Prahlad, if you don't become of good demon, we will pronounce a mantra and kill you. And Prahlad Maharaj said, you can try whatever you can. The Brahmanas chanted mantras. And from that mantras, a big demonic personality came out. And his mission was to kill Prahlad. So he came near Prahlad, and Prahlad was standing there without any fear. And the demon who wanted to kill this Prahlad, he saw that this Prahlad is sinless. He's so innocent. Somehow or other, he was there to kill him. His enthusiasm to kill went out. How can I kill him? Just imagine, how can I kill him? But I have to kill someone. So then he turned around and he killed all the Brahmanas there. So he killed all the Brahmanas. Prahlad Maharaj became very sad. Prahlad said, for me, these Brahmanas were killed. He prayed intensely to the Lord. Oh Lord, why should someone get killed because of me? Kindly bring them back to life. So Lord, arrange that these Brahmanas, they get their life back and they stand up. And the Brahmanas are happy. But now what they can do? So they take Prahlad Maharaj back to Hiranyakashipu. We also felt sorry. Your son, I do not know where this... He has got some special powers. And we tried to kill him, but he actually got us back to life. So Hiranyakashipu became very angry. And he asked Prahlad Maharaj, from where do you get this power? And Prahlad Maharaj smiled and said, I get this power from the same person from where you also get the power. And Hiranyakashipu asked, who is that person? Lord Vishnu. And Hiranyakashipu was so much angry on this. He immediately said, let me try. I try all the demons. Now let me try demigods, devatas. He called, Vayu, where are you? So Vayu came running. Hare Krishna, what can I do for you? He said, you enter into his body and become very cool. Become cool from inside, reduce the temperature so much that he will froze to death. He will be frozen to death. Vayudev enters into the body of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is chanting Hare Krishna, is remembering his Lord. Nothing happens to him. Vayudev also cannot affect him. Then some other people are called, some other demigods are called. You try, nothing happens. He still remains unharmed. Then it is mentioned, Hiranyakashipu calls his best cook in the kitchen. He said, cook some nice prasad, but with heavy poison. Give him. So they make a nice prasad, different items. It's all heavily poisoned. And Prahlad Maharaj sees that prasad and said, Mahaprasade Govinde Namabrahmane Vaishnavi verses. And then he eats that prasad. Nothing happens to him. He is safe. So all this is happening in all different varieties of pastimes Lord Narasingha Dev appears in. In one particular pastime mentioned in Brahman Puran, it is mentioned that Jai Vijay, these are the original, the reason behind coming of Hiranyakashipu, Jai and Vijay. Now Jai and Vijay were whom? Gatekeepers. Nowadays people are talking about Chokidar, right? So they were chokidars of Lord Narayan. Because of that chokidar, we got Narsingha Leela, right? So now just imagine, there were so many gates, but the last gate, Jai and Vijay stand. So they are the ones who get the maximum access to Lord Narayan. So one time they entered that gate and saw Lord Narayan sitting there. And they offered obeisances and spoke to Lord Narayan. Oh Lord Narayan, how can we serve you? Is there anything which is you desire to? And Lord Narayan said that in Vaikuntha, everyone is serving me so nicely. But there's one thing for long, long time I am feeling, I am not getting it. And that is, I have a desire to fight. Desire to wrestle. But in Vaikuntha, I can't do that. Because everyone is in the mood of awe and reverence. So I wish I could go somewhere and fight. That is my desire. Lord said like that, and Lord was like, Lord was thinking a lot for that. No, just said like that. So Jai Vijay came back to their workplace, and you're thinking, this is a desire our Lord is having. Is there any way we can help him? So they were discussing. And they were thinking that, how can we help him? We can't fight him in Vaikuntha. But anywhere we can help him. Oh Lord, you only give us idea how we can serve you. That was it. That was the desire they had in their heart. Meanwhile, Lord Narayan came to know that these devotees have expressed a desire to serve me in this particular way. So that's it. So it is mentioned that soon after some time, there is no time in the spiritual world, but soon after some time, then there is this coming of four Kumaras to Vaikuntha. And Lord Narayan suddenly hears some sound coming on the gate, you know. Someone shouting, someone saying, no, yes. And he could hear that Jai Vijay are involved and some other, more people are involved, not just one person. Looks like six, seven people are there, you know. So four Kumaras and two. So along with Lakshmi Devi comes out. And then he sees, oh my God, on a security gate, there is a problem, right? So we have security gate right here. So sometimes temple residents, they also face some problems. When someone wants to come inside the temple, when the temple is closed, what happens? There is a problem on the gate. And the sound comes here in the ashram. Then everyone has to rush. What happened? So Lord Narayan came and exactly acted, giving an idea how we should deal with this crisis. Like you remember, long time back, we had one crisis here in our temple. One very nice gentleman came in a posh car with his family, and he came at 3:45 p.m. Right? Temple opens at 4:30 p.m. So security guard, he was programmed 4:30 ke baad sabko jana hai. So the fellow came out and said, "Andar jana hai." Timing dekho bola. The way he said, "See the timing," he got hurt. Security, mujhe bola timing dekho karke. Jana andar mujhe. We have to go inside. I said, no, you can't go inside. Timing, 4:30 ke baad. Bola, mujhe aapke bade aadmi se milna hai. We want to meet the best person, big person. The secretary bola, big person nahi bola hai, 4:30 ko. So there was a big, rough edges, there was a lot of disagreement and problems, and the voice was like raised. And finally, the problem was, none of the residents went that time. Some other congregation devotee was around. He went. And he did not know how to respond. So he told them, "Aap chilla kyu rahe itna? Why you are shouting so loudly? Ye apna kaam kar raha hai na? The security person is working. He is working. So should, why are you shouting so loudly?" So that made him more angry, that fellow. So he became more louder in the sound. And then finally he said, "I will go out and I will write some articles against your ISKCON temple." And he even went on a Google map and found our location. Usme comment bhi de diya, "Ye temple bekar hai, sab log aise hai, aise hai." And then that came in the management body, aisa sab ho gaya hai. Even went to Radhanath Maharaj. Someone, he happened to be a very good influential person actually. In one sense, we did our right, but actually did not know that right has to be done in the right way also. Right? Now we learn from Lord Narayan, how he deals with such issues. So Lord Narayan went out on the security gate, and then he understands the four Kumaras are there and they are very angry, and Jai Vijay, they have made a mistake. So immediately the first thing Lord Narayan does is, he is glorifying the four Kumaras. Oh, you have come to our place, it's our great fortune. And he chastises the security guards. You don't know? They are Brahmanas. You know, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead because of their mercy. And you know why Lakshmi Devi is staying with me? Because Brahmanas are very pleased with me. That's why Lakshmi Devi also stays constantly with me. So in this way, when Brahmanas are glorified, the four Kumaras became suddenly in an angry mood, they became very jovial. And meanwhile, they are also smelling the beautiful fragrance of the tulsi leaves, which are there on the body of the Lord. And then from the Brahmavadi platform, they become devotees. And now they get softened down. And Jai Vijay confused, why Lord is chastising us? But Lord also knows that I'll deal with them separately afterwards. Afterwards we'll give them a nice Mahaprasad and all that. Apne aadmi hai, samalenge isko. Lekin pehle inse deal karna hai. So immediately now four Kumaras start saying, actually we were the one who were problem makers. They were doing their duty. See, right? In our case, our security people will tell him that we are doing duty. But now they are saying that actually they are not wrong. Who is saying? Four Kumaras are saying they are not wrong. They are doing their duty. We are wrong, we came at wrong time. And Lord Narayan said, no, you came at right time. You deserve to come any time. You are Brahmanas. Then Lord Narayan understands, now situation is in control. So immediately says, I came to know that you already cursed them. Right? That they can't stay in Vaikuntha. Can you adjust your curse for them? It will be nice. So Kumara says, yes, yes, definitely. We have to adjust. How can we curse them like this, you know? So immediately they say to the Jai Vijay. So there are two options. One is you can go to the material world for 7 lifetimes as devotees or 3 lifetimes as demons. So the calculation now begins. Jai Vijay thinking, saat ya teen. We also sometimes want shortcut, right? We also look for shortcuts in our Krishna consciousness. Like for example, we have Pandavanija Ekadashi coming soon. So we know one Ekadashi we do nicely, all Ekadashis are perfectly done. All other Ekadashis, now I will not go detail into all those things. But one Ekadashi, so everyone is looking for Pandavanija Ekadashi. Kartik month, you know. Everyone is very sincerely coming for Diya and chanting. And if that is also missed, then last 5 days are very important. Bhishma Panchak, all those. And especially when you go for yatras, we come to know, if in this holy place you offer one dandavat, you will get benefit of 1,000 dandavat. Then everyone is offering dandavat. And if you chant one round, it will be equal to 10,000 rounds. Everyone chanting one round, you know, Hare Krishna. Equal to 10,000. So we are looking for shortcuts. And then in some places you come to know, if you sleep there, you are offering dandavats. So then you do extra sleeping also. You're offering dandavats. So shortcuts. But anyway, Jai Vijay were not looking for shortcuts like us. They were looking for shortcuts to come back to the service. So they're thinking, what is the use of 7 time as devotees down there and this service is affected here? Better we come fast. So okay, we opt for 3 times as demons. And then Lord agrees. 4 Kumaras also agree. And then both of them go down for 3 lifetimes as demons, and every time Lord comes, and his desire was to fight and wrestle, and who can be the best fighter than his own devotees? So that pastime also is fulfilled by Lord Narsingdev. Now it is mentioned that Prahlad Maharaj was tried so many times to be killed. The soldiers of Hiranyakashipu, they became angry. They were thinking that we tried our best to kill him. Fire, snakes, then we threw him from the top of a mountain, elephant. This guy is not getting killed. So they went and asked Prahlad Maharaj, first of all, we are trying to kill you. And second is, which is most amazing, is that every time we try to kill you, we are killing you, we are more afraid and you are fearless. How is happening? You should be fearful, then we should be fearless. Because we are killing you. But opposite is happening. How you are so fearless? Don't you fear fire? And Prahlad says, fire? Fire is the mouth of my father. Mouth of your father? What do you mean? My father is Lord Narayan. And he accepts all the offerings of Brahmanas in Yajna. Yajna book. So he is Agni, he is fire. So every all the Brahmanas, when they offer yajna, they offer all the sacrifice in the mouth of the fire. So when I saw fire, I said, ye to mere pitaji hai. So I became fearless because father is there. Okay, then what about a snake? We threw you in the pit of a snake. Snake, that is the bed of my father. My father lies down on the bed of Ananta Shesh, the biggest snake. So then I thought that the biggest snake is my father's bed, so what small snakes will do to me? So I completely unaffected. Okay, what about elephant? Elephant, the biggest elephant, Gajendra, is the devotee of my father. So when I saw the elephant, I was completely fearless. I said, kya karega? Elephant kya karega hamare liye? What about poison? We fed you poison also. Poison. Oh, that poison. Oh, poison is my mama. Mama? Uncle, how? So Samudra Manthan happened, you know, poison came out. Same Samudra Manthan, Lakshmi Devi also came out. So he is my mama. So now just imagine, it is not like there was a potential fear of fire, elephant, snake, poison. It was not like there was no fear. There was no danger. There was danger. But Prahlad Maharaj connected every danger to Krishna. Now, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was giving a class on Narsingh Chaturdashi. And he mentioned a beautiful point. Just like Srila Prabhupada was in Kolkata, and the Japanese planes were coming, fighter planes, and they were dropping all bombs on Calcutta. And Srila Prabhupada was doing what that time? Cooking kachoris for Krishna. People in the home, they came and said, come run, we should go inside the bunkers, otherwise we'll be bombed. Prabhupada said, no problem. I am going to cook kachoris for Krishna. If I remain, I'll cook kachoris for Krishna, otherwise I'll go to Krishna and cook kachoris there. So Prabhupada mentions this fearlessness is seen in great devotees like Prahlad and Srila Prabhupada. There was a potential danger of bombs, but Prabhupada saw bombs as Krishna's coming. Prahlad Maharaj saw fire as Krishna connection. Saw snake as Krishna connection. So Maharaj was mentioning Radhanath Maharaj that if someone thinks that Narsingh Dev has appeared only to protect the body of Prahlad Maharaj, that's a neophyte understanding. No. Narsingh Dev appeared to not just protect the body of Prahlad Maharaj, but also to protect his faith, his devotion, and his love for him. Because Hiranyakashipu was very strategically attacking all those four things. Not just attacking Prahlad Maharaj, he attacked his faith also. His faith on Lord Narayan, his devotion. And every time he attacked, Prahlad Maharaj came out with flying colors. So Narsingh Dev appears not just to protect our body. It is not just to chant Narsingh Arati only when we are traveling to protect our body. But actually Narsingh Dev is there to protect our faith. Right? And faith is very important. And faith in Guru, faith in Lord Gauranga, and faith in Radha Gopinath. That faith is more important because that faith can be anytime destroyed by the outside forces, by our doubts. So we need protection for that also. So Prahlad Maharaj's protection was not just body protection, but also faith, devotion, and love. Like one time a devotee was giving a class, he mentioned that how we should pray to Lord Narsingh Dev that we keep our faith strong in our Guru, our spiritual master, and we increase our faith in our Guru more and more, 100%. And he has given an example, having faith in Guru is like an actor who is acting in a film. He has faith in the director. So the director is actually paying money, that's one thing. But also the actor should have faith also. Because he is giving his time and energy. Actor does not know how the film is getting one by one, all the plays are being, or the acts are being done. But actor has faith, ye film acha banega. Director acha hai. So director tells him, Apchi, ye scene aisa hai. This is a very sad scene, you have to act in this way. So he just acts. The next scene is some dancing scene. He has to dance, he dances. The next scene is he should run. He runs. He never questions the director. Are sad scene lamba kyun kar diya? Dancing chota kar diya, bada karna chahiye. he just acts just what the director says, because he knew. He knows very well director, he knows how to run the film, and in the end my film will have a happy end. So this is how our disciple should also run his life. When Guru is giving instructions at this particular time of life, act in this way. You should not think, aisa kyun bol rahe, chota kyun ho gaya, ye bada kyun nahi ho gaya. Don't, just act. You do your best. The actor will get award, Filmfare Oscar award, not for competing with director, but for that scene. Just work on that scene now. You just think, now you are there, dancing bola, dancing karna hai. Sad scene is sad scene ka acting karna hai. And ultimately when the film comes out, he gets all the applauses because he acted well, and finally the script is happy ending, film gets hit, right? So this is how to protect our faith. Narsingdev also comes to protect our faith on Guru and Gauranga. And there are so many things to discuss, time is not in our favor and it's getting late also. But towards the end, I'll just speak one small thing, is that we see that one lesson we can learn from Hiranyakashipu, one negative lesson, that Hiranyakashipu never took advice of anyone, right? That was a problem with Hiranyakashipu and also problem with Ravan. Similarity of Ram Leela and Narsingh Leela is, both the demons were given good instruction by their own people, but they were juniors. Ravan got instruction from his own brother, but younger brother, Vibhishan. And Hiranyakashipu got instruction from his own son, younger, inferior person, Prahlad Maharaj. In spite of the good instruction, they did not pay heed. And what happened? A disaster. They were killed. So what lessons we can learn from Hiranyakashipu's side is that we have plenty of good instructions coming in from the Association of Devotees. Let's take that instructions. Let's take that warning. And let's take that things very, very seriously, because that's very important. We were discussing also about this Narsingha pastimes in our ashram, and the topic of discussion came to Narsingha Kavach. Like nowadays we wear Narsingha Kavach. I also have Narsingha Kavach here. So Narsingha Kavach. So one devotee who was coming for a program, he mentioned, Prabhuji, Narsingha Kavach kaam nahi kar raha hai. Kyun nahi kaam kar raha hai? Kya ho gaya? Bole, problem itne aa rahe hai jeevan mein. काम ही नहीं कर रहे हैं। मायापुर का नरसिंह देव का कवच है, हम अभी अहोबिलम जाके वहां से नरसिंह कवच लेके आते हैं। तुम्हें तुम्हारा दिमाग खराब हो गया है। एंड आई वाज डिस्कसिंग विद डिवोटीज व्हाई समवन फील नरसिंह कवच इज नॉट वर्किंग, एंड वी केम टू वेरी वंडरफुल कंक्लूजन। नरसिंह कवच, नरसिंह का कवच है वो। नरसिंह देव किस लिए आए हैं? प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ his devotees. He came for his devotees. The whole incarnation is just for devotee protection. But if we are offending devotees, if you are offending devotees regularly, not taking them seriously, then what will happen? Narsingh Devi bolenge, yaar, kavach ka fayda kya hai mera? Because my incarnation is to protect my devotees, and those very devotees you are offending. So how I can protect you also? Right? So therefore, along with Narsingh Kavach, we should also have devotee kavach. Devotees around us who tell us, guide us in our life and help us in our progress of Krishna consciousness. That's a very important aspect. So today is a very auspicious day. We are ending our day very beautifully. We're going to have aarti soon. So we have sang so many Narsingha aartis, right? Srila Prabhupada has inculcated Narsingha aarti in the entire morning program. And Rajbhog aarti ke baad bhi Narsingha aarti is there. Then Sandhya aarti also Narsingha aarti is there. And Narsingha aarti is a very common thing, right? Small kids first learn Narsingha aarti, right? And go to someone's house, then say, Prabhuji, Narsingha aarti gaya ka bachcha hai abhi. And every time you travel, Narsingha aarti is there. So we sang so many Narsingha aartis. So one particular lecture, one devotee was mentioning, today is actually a day of singing Narsingha aarti with full prayers and with full emotions. That Lord Narsingdev, I have taken account, there is a lot of problems inside and also outside. My conditioning, this is a specific conditioning. We all know our conditionings, right? We don't have anyone to tell. Google search karne ki zarurat nahi hamare. We all know what is the one thing or two thing or many things which are keeping us away from Krishna. Let's pray to Lord Narsingdev. Lord Narsingdev, these are the Hiranyakashipus in my life. Today is your appearance day. काइंडली हेल्प मी, तव कर कमल वरे नखम, लेट यूर कर कमल शुड बी ऑन अ भक्ति एंड योर नखम शुड बी ऑन माई ऑब्स्टिकल, रीप अपार्ट दलित हिरण्य कश्यपु तानु भृंगम. एंड लॉर्ड नरसिंह देव, इफ यू डू दैट, द नेक्स्ट नरसिंह चतुर्दशी विल कम, आई विल बी बेटर डिवोटी, आई विल मोर बेटर. With that, we'll end here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Lord Narasimha Bhagwan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. So we'll have aarti now. Any announcements are there? Aarti, and then those who are not taken prasadam can take prasadam.
Hare Krishna. Jai Narasimha Dev Bhagwan ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki. Namaste Narasimhaya. Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlad Lad.